Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Baltimore Ravens are dropping concession prices by around 33% for the 2018 season, and they're doing this because of something that happened in Atlanta this past year. The Falcons opened up a new stadium, the Mercedes-Benz Dome, and decided that they were going to slash concession prices. $2 hot dogs, $2 unlimited soft drinks. You'd buy a plastic cup for $2 and you'd have access to drinks pretty much as you wanted for the entire game. $5 beers. And when that happened in Atlanta this year, they found that their concession sales went up for the year, even though they were charging way less. And they also found that people were spending more money on other things inside the stadium, like jerseys and other merchandise and memorabilia that you can get at a football game. Plus, fans were showing up earlier, so they were electing to spend money inside the stadium instead of some of the bars and restaurants outside, and also passing on tailgating and choosing instead to get into the stadium and create an atmosphere in the stadium much earlier than had been going on in their old digs, the Georgia Dome. So there was a big piece in the Post-Gazette on this, and basically asking the question if the Steelers should do the same thing. Their attendance in 2017 actually went down from the previous year. Heinz Field capacity is about 69,000, and this is not paid attendance. This is people actually in the seats. They averaged about 62,000 last year. So what are your thoughts, Ron, on the Steelers doing something like this to enhance the game?
Well, I mean, I think all these teams in all sports, really, we're talking about the NFL here, are fighting. Roger Goodell talked about this a number of years ago, saying concussions obviously is like their biggest issue then. Then he had the anthem issue crop up. But one of their biggest issues all along is how to figure out how to keep people coming to the stadium, because it's so easy now to watch everything at home on your high-def television screens. Your bathroom is right there. Your beer's cold in your refrigerator. You don't have to park and fight traffic. You know, now there's always going to be a portion of the fandom that wants to be a part of the experience, and I think that's, you know, what keeps teams going. But I don't think there's any question they're looking to see what they can do to bring more people in and keep them there. I think it's great. $5 beers is a reasonable price. I looked at the Penguins game, walked through one day, and I think it was like $12 for a 24-ounce beer or something. I mean, it's just really expensive, and I think it's great. I think it's great that people were doing it. I can see why you would sell more at a lesser price. But to me, it's all about getting fannies in the seats.
Well, the NFL right now, in the minds of many, is fighting an uphill battle in terms of its popularity because of some of the things you just mentioned, whether it's the anthem protests or whatever. I think the league right now has declining popularity. Now, it's not enough where it's still by
it's
far
still the
number
most
one
dominant
sport in
league
America.
In North America.
Right, but I think what you have here, and this is not an NFL policy, this is just a couple of teams, it's like a little olive branch back to fans. Look, we know that you're still coming here. We're giving you what we think is a really good product, but we know that we're charging you a lot for it, and we know that it's kind of a hassle to be here. So we're going to do something for you. And, you know, ultimately, it wasn't altruistic because the Falcons made more money doing it, but it doesn't feel that way to the fan. The fan feels like it's getting more bang for its buck. The ticket might be expensive, but they think that they're saving money in other ways.
Now, let me ask you this. It fascinates me that Baltimore is doing this.
Right.
Okay? They've missed the playoffs 3 years in a row.
Yeah.
Four of the last 5 years.
Right.
If they're a winning team, do they do this?
Well, the Falcons were coming off going to the Super Bowl, and they did it.
Okay.
Right? I mean, they, it's not wonder, like they were struggling.
I was just using Baltimore as an example. And they opened a new stadium down there, too.
Right.
I'd like to know what those ticket prices are versus what the Steelers ticket prices are.
For Ravens games?
Or Atlanta games, for that matter. They just opened the new stadium.
I think they said here that the Falcons, in this Post-Gazette article, that the Falcons had the most expensive ticket in the league last season.
Right. So you try to help people out somewhere else, maybe.
And
I just think Baltimore's really up against it. And they also took a big brunt over the anthem issue, didn't they? They had more guys, I think, than maybe anybody but San Francisco, I want to say. The 49ers that took part in the protest. So I think they have some mitigating factors there. I don't know that the Steelers have to do this. I think there's always going to be a demand for those games, but it's not something you can take for granted.
Right, but what?
It's not something you can take for granted.
My point is, why if there is now a study or evidence that you can charge less and make more, why wouldn't every team want to do it? It's a win-win. The fan feels like he's
getting a little break.
He's getting a break, and the team doesn't see it affect their bottom line. So I guess the only thing I can think of is that there would be some kind of issue at Heinz Field where there's not enough concession stands and the lines would get longer and people would get fed up and maybe their sales wouldn't be as high. I don't know.
I don't know either.
But I would think that this is something that every team would want to follow, and so far not just one in Baltimore. Do you think that stuff? Do you think that this is enough to raise the Ravens' attendance for next year?
Not as much as winning football would, but I'm sure maybe it will help bring a few more people out. I just think all these leagues are really up against it, getting people to the ballparks and to the stadiums. It is so convenient to sit at home now.
There was a study that was done this May, and it was published in one of the San Francisco newspapers that said that the NFL, of the seven major sports leagues in America, offered the worst game day experience. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, college sports, NASCAR, they ranked all of them, did a survey, and they found that NFL fans were the most disappointed in or the least satisfied in the game day experience of actually going to a game.
And I get that. I think it's a rough crowd that goes to football, NFL games. I wouldn't take my young kid to an NFL game. I'd feel comfortable taking her to a hockey game or a baseball game, but I wouldn't feel comfortable with football. And this, you know, we all talk about pace of play in baseball. I think a lot of people think there's not enough action in football, too. And if you're at home, you don't fight the traffic, you don't pay the parking. Man, I go to the games, Andrew, because I have to work, okay, and I get in free. Those are two factors for me.
Right.
I will never go to an NFL game once I'm out of this business and don't have to go. I have no desire to do that. You may, I don't.
I
don't want to fight the traffic and parking to start with and pay those prices.
Well, do we still think that the NFL puts on the best product? Better than hockey?
I think it's the best league, and probably what attracts so many people find it attractive is it's so easy to bet on, right? A lot easier than the NHL games
games.
Gambling and fantasy football are huge reasons in its popularity.
Is the actual game in person better than the other sports?
I would prefer an NHL game.
In person?
Yeah.
The actual on-ice product, not the crap in the stands.
Right.
And the actual game itself, you think, is better in person
for
hockey than it
is football. Other argument of that is there's only 8 football games at home, 8 that count, right? And there's 41 in the NHL. So each NFL game carries so much more weight, which makes it more fascinating.
I mean, to me, I think the only issue that I have heard raised by people who take up your side of the argument, like keep me away from NFL games, is the drinking part of it. That if you remove that, like would you have the same concerns about a Penn State or Pitt football game?
Absolutely not.
Right. So
Penn State football games are one of the most bucolic scenes I've ever seen.
And
it's just absolutely spectacular.
And you deal with everything else. Parking up there can be a pain in the neck. Traffic.
Well, I didn't say I would go to those games either after I'm done. I have no desire to go to anything when I'm done.
But the biggest difference between – okay, so once you get past traffic and parking, which is a problem for pretty much any major football game, whether it's pro or college, the biggest sticking point for you is the fact that too many people at NFL games are drunk, correct?
That's a part of it, sure, but I can't get past the parking and traffic to start with. I'm not even in the stadium. I'm turned off.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I feel like traffic for Penguins games can get bad too.
No, well, sure it can.
I don't.
And now, but I mean, there's always going to be people that want to be a part of the action, to be there. They'll tell you it's not the same watching it on television, and I get that fact. I'm just saying how I will be.
Well, they've lowered concessions big time in Atlanta, and now they're going to do it in Baltimore. And in both places, I think they look at it like we're doing something to entice fans to come to games. And I wonder if that would make a difference for you.
Now, if you're talking about $5 beers and alcohol being a problem, that's going
right.
to add more.
Right,
they might
think.
Sell more,
right.
and it's going to be worse.
Right, right, right.
You know, you pay $12 for a beer, you're going to have six of them. You pay $5, you might.
I can just tell you this right now. If I went to a game and the food and drink was cheaper, it would absolutely add to the experience, 100%, because it would be one less thing for me to complain about. So,
the other people for years have been getting around it. Do you have to eat while you were there? Do you have to pay what you have to pay for beers? Can you do without for 3 or 4 hours?
See, I don't like – see, from my perspective – When you're going to a game, it's like an entertainment night out. So it's like a date, or it's like socializing with friends. So yeah, you're gonna if you're going to the game not just to like us to work, I think part of it is the fare. I think part of it is the food and what you can drink while you're there. So you know, ultimately, what's going to keep people going to games? This is such a trite point, but it's true. Is whether the product on the field, the ice, is good enough. But after that, what are the other variables or things that either keep you going to games or prevent you from going to games? And I think the food and drink has a lot to do with that. And here are a couple of NFL teams that are doing it. The NFL, I mean, I don't disagree with the results of this survey. I think the NFL game day experience probably is the worst. And so is this one of those things that is going to get more people to games? 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. The Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. What do you think of the Steelers game day experience? Is it good enough without giving you something that's looked at as a bonus? Cheaper beer, cheaper food. That's what the Falcons and Ravens are doing. Do you think the Steelers need to do something like that? Are the prices so expensive and so eye-gouging that it affects what you buy and what you don't at games? Do you think it would make it more appealing to go to a game? Cheaper food and drink prices. 412-928-9370. It's the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, and it's Cook & Pony live from Sun Chevy on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.